With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The White House and congressional lawmakers have begun discussing a tariff relief package. The talks are starting as agricultural trade groups continue to warn elected officials about the economic repercussions of tariffs. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said, "We're setting up the infrastructure that if, in fact, we have some short-term economic consequences for our farmers and ranchers, we'll have programs in place to help." She also noted that the administration will be prepared in case of longer-term damage by lining up funds with lawmakers. During a trade war in President Trump's first term, U.S. farmers were hit hard, forcing the USDA to authorize $23 billion in assistance to crop, livestock, and fruit and vegetable producers. The Ag Secretary wouldn't be specific about how much money the USDA might need to make farmers whole. She said, "We've got the same team that built the first program under Sonny Perdue." There's no question the farmers always have a lot to do. With everything stacked up on the to-do list, it can be easy to forget to sign up for the USDA's Farm Safety Net programs. However, the deadline is rapidly approaching. The Farm Service Agency's Agriculture Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs are two key safety net programs created to protect farmers from significant crop losses due to fluctuations in crop prices or revenue. Time is growing short, so the agency says don't delay. Farmers must make elections and enroll by April 15th. The quickest way to do that is to reach out to your local FSA office. Make the most of the office visit by signing up for those key FSA programs, including the new Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, checking on loan activity, and learning more about disaster assistance programs. To apply or learn about eligible acres, producers can visit the website at fsa.gov. The Trump administration considering a different plan for fees on Chinese ships visiting U.S. ports. Reports say significant pushback against the plan came from industries that all said the idea would bring economic devastation. The changes being considered include delaying the plan implementation and a new fee structure that would lower the cost for Chinese ships to visit U.S. ports. The subject came up during U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer's testimony at a U.S. Senate Finance Committee hearing this week. He told the lawmakers that not all of the proposed multi-million dollar fees for those Chinese ships to dock at U.S. ports would be implemented and might not be cumulative. The USTR office had suggested fees that could top $3 million per port call in the U.S. for those Chinese-built ships. The administration says the fees would halt China's growing maritime influence and help promote America's domestic maritime industry. The new leader of an agricultural products company in Iowa is very aware of the impact the Trump administration's latest round of international tariffs may have on his business's bottom line. Tom Mangan is president and CEO of Sukup Manufacturing Company based in Sheffield, which is known for its corrugated metal grain bins.
Priorities change sometimes on a day-to-day basis, depending on what's going on in the world. We've got a lot of conversation about tariffs. That does have some impact on us because we've got some great customers and dealers in Canada. Also, we've got a European subsidiary that we get product out to, and then Mexico and Central America is also a big market for us. So a lot of tariff concerns.
Mangan says most of the company's products are built with American-made components, including all U.S. steel. He says Sukup is growing and now employs more than 800 people. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.